The Clubhouse Call-In with Burns and Gambo.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Welcome back. It is the Burns and Gambo Show here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader and the flagship home of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Today, they are in Philly taking on the Phillies, game two of that four-game set. And joining us right now for the Clubhouse Call-In, our weekly visit with a Diamondbacks player, Diamondbacks outfielder and designated hitter, Pavin Smith, joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show after we had him on during spring training. Pavin, how you doing, man? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I gotta admit, you gotta be pretty excited about that shot against the Pirates. I immediately texted Steve Berthiaume, like, you guys needed that. I mean, big shot for you, huge home run, helped you guys win that game 4-3. How did it feel to contribute in that way?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you can help the team win is a good feeling, and it just so happened that it was the game winner, and the bullpen shut it down, and we didn't have to score any more runs.
Right, we'll talk about the DH thing in a minute, because you play a little outfield, a little DH, you pinch hit at times, but you know, I want to talk about you in the leadoff spot. I mean, I'm looking at 265 games, 876 at-bats, 3 stolen bases. You're not the typical leadoff hitter in Major League Baseball, but you're batting leadoff a lot with this team.
Yeah, it's just been the last couple games. I did it a lot in 21, and I feel comfortable doing it. Just getting things going, just different look. I feel good there, so I feel pretty comfortable. Anything to, you know, what Torrey wants.
I've asked this question before, not to you, but to baseball players in the past. Does being in a spot like that at all change your mentality or how you think about an at-bat or an approach to a game?
Well, it's funny. These last two games, I've hit leadoff, and I feel like I've had the most runners in scoring position since I've been up here. So the guys at the bottom of the order, Perdomo, Moreno, they do a great job getting on base. So it's almost like you're hitting in the middle of the order, except for that first AB.
Yeah. I go back to that Pirates game, because Gambo mentioned the home run. I was watching a lot of that game, and it was a tough play out and right, but the ball that goes over your head by Hayes, I think it was. Was you hitting the home run in that game? Not that it was necessarily your fault or your issue or anything like that, but was there redemption for that moment when the ball goes over your head like that, when you hit the home run the way you did?
Well, on that play, he had just hit it foul, and I just happened to get moved over to the right towards the foul, because Cabrian kept, you know, pushing that line, and he hit it where I was before. So that was just a little unfortunate. That's how baseball goes sometimes. I wasn't thinking about that though at the plate. You know, it was just in the moment. Gurriel had a leadoff single, and I was just trying to extend the rally, and it got to a good hitter's count and put a good swing on a pitch.
What was your initial thought when they did away with pitchers batting and it went exclusively to the DH like the AL? Did you feel like it would open up more opportunities for guys like you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just an extra spot for a position player to have a job. So, I mean, I'm good with wherever I'm playing, just anything I can do to help the team win. And we're doing a lot of that right now. And it's been a fun group of guys to be around.
Oh, no question. 8 games over 500 in a position to be in the playoffs right now. It's fantastic. It's been a lot of fun to watch you guys play. Is there a different mentality when you're just getting the 4 at-bats every day but not playing in the field? Do you have to do anything, you know, different to keep yourself engaged in the game?
Yeah, you definitely, it's sometimes hard because when you get out, you're just thinking about that at bat instead of like refocusing your attention to defense. So you try not to think too much, but you also have the opportunity to get swings in between at bats, you know, kind of emulate the pitcher off a machine if you need to, or, go into the weight room and just warm up right before an AB.
Yeah. Pavin Smith, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, Diamondbacks and the Phillies coming up later this afternoon. You'll hear the game on ESPN 620. You mentioned it. We're having a lot of fun watching you guys. It seems as if there's a real great spirit among you guys when you're playing. Winning 8 of your last 10 certainly helps, winning all the series that you've won. But just when you go through a stretch like this, how much fun is it to go to the ballpark and be at the ballpark with guys on a team like this?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. You know, we feel like we have a lot of confidence that you can win any game in any situation. So if you go down early, you know, we're never out of it. And when we take the lead, we have the confidence that we're going to hold it. So it's just it's a good feeling to have. We need to embrace it and look back on these times. You know, if things start to turn around, you can always, you know, look back at the time, the success that you had to get through that.
We've seen, you know, in the last few weeks, we saw Jake McCarthy get sent down. We saw Alec Thomas get sent down. It's humbling. I mean, this is a hard game to play, an extremely hard game to play. You started the season not with the Major League on the Major League roster, but in the minors. Then you know, with success, working your butt off, you got called back up, and now you've done a good job since you've been back. What do you say anything to guys like that? Do they seek advice when they get sent down?
Not particularly. They know what they have to do when they go down there. It's a good opportunity to work on things and, you know, not have the huge spotlight on you. But at the same time, you want to play well down there to get back as soon as possible.
Is that hard? Like, do the guys kind of get upset? And I'm sure it's not easy to just go back down there and just work your butt off to come back. But that's what you have to do.
For sure. And on the flip side of things, you know, we're losing a teammate and a friend. But then at the same time, it's next man up, and you try to build chemistry with the guys that are coming up. And, you know, we've done that so far with, Fletcher coming up and, you know, having an impact right away. And it seems like the guys that are getting called up from AAA have done really well so far.
And then on the reverse of that, we're chatting here with Pavin Smith on the Burns and Gambo show. On the reverse of that, you know, not that you ever feel totally secure and safe and fixed and that everything's taken care of, but you've been able to stick through a lot of this. And I got to imagine for you, while you don't want to get too, you know, high on that feeling, at the same time, it's got to feel good to have stuck after the month and a half that you've been up with the big league club.
Yeah. I mean, you just take every day by day, and, you know, you have that sort of team aspect of just trying to win, and you just let everything else fall where it may.
Yeah. Pavin, and we appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of this road trip. We look forward to seeing you guys when you get home. Thanks for coming on for a few, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Pavin.